You're listening to the STC Foundations podcast. This year we're looking at the four Gospels, an opportunity on a Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Hello and welcome to Friday's Foundations podcast. It's been a wonderful thing to read the Bible together this week. Today we're looking at Matthew 27, verses 11 to 26, Jesus before Pilate. We know from verse 11 that Pilate is the governor of Jerusalem, which meant he was a representative of the power and rule of Rome to all its citizens. We've read already this week about Jesus predicting his betrayal and arrest, yet he was still present in body, mind and spirit with his friends at the Last Supper. We caught an intimate glimpse of him praying to the Father in the Garden of Gethsemane just before his arrest. We then saw the false trial and reminded ourselves yesterday of Peter's denial and then his sort of forthcoming transformation when he encountered the resurrected Jesus. Today, I want to pull out another unlikely character in our Bible reading today. It's one we can easily skip over, but it might just challenge us to think differently. Because recently a student sent me a video by a clip by a guy called Judah Smith. He's a church leader in America. And he wrote about Jesus being loving, using this story as an example. It focused on the parallels between Jesus and another prisoner called Barabbas. So we read in the story that the governor Pilate is to decide Jesus' fate. And Pilate can't make up his mind of what to do with this man. So we read in verse 18 that he anticipated selfish motives that had led others to bring Jesus before him. And so the chief priests, it's clear they wanted him killed. And Pilate stands before the crowds and offers them a choice. On a holy day, as was the Jewish custom, the governor would release a prisoner. "Who do you choose?" he said to the crowd. "Barabbas, who is a murderer, a leader of an insurrection and a rebel, or Jesus, the one they're calling the Messiah?" And when you think about it, there's no comparison, really. I mean, no one deserved the crucifixion. It was a brutal and barbaric way of torturing people. But on the one hand, he's a bad man. This man's made his choices and he deserves his punishment. On the other hand, you've got this man who has helped people, healed people. How can this really be a choice? "Who do you want?" Pilate asks. "Barabbas," they reply. So they unlock the chains and Barabbas walks free, welcomed by his friends. And there's not even a record in the story of him turning to Jesus and saying, "Thank you for setting me free, my life is now yours." He just disappears and we don't hear of him again. And Jesus just stands there silent. Why? For he knew the will of the Father. He'd taken that time to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane, as we read on Wednesday. He knew that for Barabbas to be set free, he, that is Jesus, had to endure the chains. For Barabbas to be treated like Jesus, Jesus had to be treated like Barabbas. Barabbas had thought the people had set him free. No, it was the love of the Father in heaven that had set him free. And when we look at this story again, we realise who Barabbas really is. He is us. He's you. He's me. As it says in the book of Romans in the New Testament, "For while we were sinners, Jesus, the Christ, died for us." And here's perhaps something that we can take away and reflect on together today. Firstly, thanksgiving. Let's take some time after this podcast is over just to say thank you again to God for Jesus. Think about this story. Think about the sentence, "For Barabbas to be treated like Jesus, Jesus had to be treated like Barabbas." Add your own name to that sentence and simply say thank you. Secondly, we can remind ourselves of this outrageous act of grace. It's so easy to think one or two things when we hear a story like this. It's that I chose my freedom, or I deserve the chains that I'm in. The problem with that kind of thinking is that it centres our faith on ourself. And this story is a reminder to each of us today that God is the one who outrageously poured out his grace upon us. It was rich, it was costly, but the cost wasn't paid for by us, it was paid for by God. And so whatever the circumstances we face today, his act of generosity on the cross is what sets us free. And it's more than enough to get us through this day, whatever it holds, its joys and its challenges. Let's pray and give thanks together. God, thank you for this week. Thank you for your extravagant love, for taking our place on the cross. We love you, God. Amen. Matthew 27, verses 11 to 26. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You have said so." But when he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?" But he gave them no answer, not even to a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release for the crowd any one prisoner whom they wanted. And they had then a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called the Christ?" For he knew that it was out of envy that they had delivered him up. Besides, while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for I have suffered much because of him today in a dream." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to destroy Jesus. The governor again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is to be called the Christ?" They all said, "Let him be crucified." And he said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." And all the people answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released them, Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified.
Song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name, Jesus, the only one who could ever save, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you, oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.